I'd like to tell you about a new project I'm working on. I've been given the opportunity to write a blog that follows an almond grower through the year. The blog is sponsored by the Valent USA Corporation, and I'm to report on the highs and lows, the decision points, and the effort and the worry that grows into growing a crop in California. It's a tough business. A lot rides on every decision they make. Farmers have no need to go to a casino. They gamble every day that they farm. It's also a unique business, and the people who do it are just as unique. It's a lifestyle and a calling. Only someone who loves what they do would tolerate the long hours, the risks, the sheer hard work involved in bringing in a crop. It's also a family-run business, more than most other industries, often with sons and daughters and aunts and uncles filling the various roles in the operation. Which is good, because when Valent asked me to look for an almond grower that exemplified the California farmer, I didn't have to look far. My son-in-law, Brett Bonomi, fit the bill exactly. According to the 2012 USDA Ag Census, there are approximately 6,800 almond farms in California. About half of these farms are comprised of 50 or fewer acres, and they're tended by a grower much like Brett Bonomi. He's a second-generation almond grower who's making a life and building a heritage on 60 acres of sandy loam south of Fresno. Working closely with his father, he embodies the independent family grower. He has a wife and two strong boys who are living the life and already show that they want to be in the family business. I'd like to invite you to stop by and check out the blog, and perhaps follow along as we grow the 2015 crop of almonds. The blog is online at thealmanac.com. That's thealmandnac.com. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.